Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Academy Award winner J.K. Simmons stars in the new MGM Plus original series, The Westies.
There it is, Javits Center.
Biggest construction project in the history of New York falls into the lap of the Irish.
This Irish crime gang built New York City on blood, sweat, and loyalty. Their legend is true.
The Italians outnumber us about 100 to 1.
Their story is criminal.
This Irish guy's threatening war.
He's gotta go.
Keep out of Hell's Kitchen.
The Westies. Watch now. Only on MGM Plus.
Welcome to The Bracket, episode 125. Today we are debating a very interesting topic someone submitted. I've been going through like the annals of our submissions, like the really old submissions, and one I found was the best job that you could do for a week without any qualifications or experience. So by best, we're saying like best, maybe easiest too. I'm not sure we could kind of flesh that out. When you guys picked your best...
I thought easiest.
I thought so best is highest paid.
I thought best was just like kind of like the funnest, I guess. And funnest would also kind of entail easiest in ways. Because like you don't want to do an incredibly difficult, high-paying job. You know what I mean?
I strictly submitted a list of like easy jobs I think I could do for a week without experience.
I think like easiest is kind of like the...
Easy and... I thought best meant like easiest that made the most money.
Most, how about most fun?
Like laziest.
Yeah.
Like, all right, that changes my...
That changes my submissions drastically.
You want to say easiest?
What did you guys submit?
Nothing. I didn't quite get it. I thought
it was like easiest nothing. Jobs you could do
like, without qualification.
Right.
First of all, I feel bad calling any job easy because of what
correct.
We do.
This is
but that's what makes
a
this
very difficult job, Nick.
Is this the only job you've
no,
ever had?
No, I worked
Tommy?
At a 7-Eleven.
Oh, that's right. How could you forget?
Whoa.
Oh, didn't you start on free Slurpee
it was one
day?
Of, it was early in there, yeah. Wow. One of the worst days of my life. I've lived a very easy life.
How did you get that job? You don't have the credentials for that.
Well,
that's stolen valor.
It's your fault. Was that my stolen
valor? I've talked about this before. My town literally it was a white-faced job.
Have
like
have
my
a
town is maybe,
council
you
council
know,
with the tribesmen in your area.
Long Island town, a little bit racist. They wanted to hire me and my friends to be like the faces of the 7-Eleven. To be like, look, we can hire young white men like to be the faces of 7-Eleven.
You were the first 7-Eleven diversity hire of all time.
Yeah, you're a DEI hire. Holy shit.
Yeah.
As you can see, Maresh joining in for the first time ever on The Bracket. Very excited to have you.
Yeah, thanks for having me, fellas.
Of course.
Maresh hasn't been on The Bracket
we've
before?
Mentioned him many times.
Yeah.
I think like the people's first taste of Maresh... The people's first very spicy taste of Maresh would be when his face was just on Best M thing.
Yeah,
thing,
yeah.
Right?
It was the wildest day. I was in like an hour and a half long meeting, and I had like 4 missed calls from Nick, assuming he was asking if he could post that picture of me. And then it went up on the main page, and like I had like 100 DMs being like, is that you?
Oh, shit.
How the fuck did you end up there?
I think he almost, did you win? I forget, did he win or no?
He made it very far. I think he got. I think he got beat by.
No,
like,
I
yeah,
money.
I didn't
mammograms.
Money.
Oh, well. Money.
Mammograms.
Yeah.
Yeah. And KB's back from Hawaii.
Yeah.
You have
hello.
A fun time.
Yeah, it was great.
Aloha.
Fun? No. No.
No. Yeah. Fun.
Not fun.
Vacation should
fun
be
is,
fun. They should yeah. be relaxing.
That's, your video was very funny. Your breakdown of your travel.
Thank
watch that
you.
On the Anus page if you have a chance. This is very good. Before
you.
We get to this episode, though, let's talk about Game Time. We just looked it up on the Game Time app. Tickets to the Yankees-Tigers game, you can get them at $41.
That's steal.
Fucking steal for a good team, too. And I went back, even, you can find tickets to a Mets game for $6.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the cheapest.
That
I feel like that would... Yeah. All right. That's
the White Sox for $1 on
for
Game Time.
For
$1.
Yeah. That's how fucking... Well, that's how bad they
week.
Are. Just...
No, it's $1 again. I was looking.
Ooh, oh do they do God. Any of those beer night things? Or are those like illegal in baseball now?
Like the, dollar like beer, dollar, dollar beer, whatever. Dogs. Oh, dollar dogs. Mets game tonight.
Dollar
yeah,
dogs.
No, okay. White Sox, you can pay like $20 and go to all the games in a month or something right now.
Wow. That's
yeah.
crazy.
And wow. The beers are cheap there too. You can get the beer bat for like $5.50.
Jesus.
I didn't know that.
I'm going to have to check wow. out the White Sox. But you know you can get those tickets for as cheap as $1 to the White Sox game? It's crazy. And that's right. You can do it with Game Time, the official ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. You shouldn't have to worry when you buy tickets to your next big event. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets to all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. They have flash deals for sudden discounts, zone deals for when you're feeling flexible, and their lowest price guarantee means that if you find the same seats for anywhere else for less, Game Time will credit you for 110% of the difference. Game Time is the best place for last-minute seats for up to 60% off your favorite events. So what are you waiting for? I'm going to get those $1 Mets tickets or Yankees tickets tomorrow. or that might be a short flight, but maybe I'll do the $6 Mets ones instead. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code BRACKET for $20 off your first purchase. Terms do apply. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest prices guaranteed. All right, first matchup. And again, we're going to say this is like, we said best. It's going to be more like easiest job you could do without qualifications.
All right, easiest.
Yes. Okay. We'll clarify it more as easiest. And the first matchup of the day is the number 5 seed, Air Marshal. International Air Marshal. Nothing really happens
Seems
anymore.
Incredibly difficult.
There's nothing that happens.
Wait, air traffic Until controller or air marshal? Yeah.
Air marshal.
So what is that?
Air marshal is the guy on the plane. With like basically, if shit goes down, he's but you have to be willing to shoot somebody.
Wait, yeah, but you never did. You got to be.
It's funny that the person that keeps a plane safe is called Marshal.
Oh, yeah. It's just bizarre, though, right? Like, it is, like, there's no hijacking.
Clemmer just got
it. Yeah,
I'm like a brontosaurus. You drop the rock, and an hour later, he feels it. Like, that's it took me the longest time. Like, Marshall Law? But
you don't really have to do shit. There's not really anything going on. No hijackings for a pretty long time. Fingers crossed. So,
I don't know. If you're willing to kill someone, it sounds awful hard to me.
Be willing to.
I mean, the odds. When is the last time an air marshal killed somebody on an airplane?
Or did anything?
Ever?
Maresh, would you be down to be a double agent?
Ooh. Yeah. For me, the toughest part would just be knowing that I'm the only one strapped up on the plane.
Mm-hmm. And that's going up against the number 12 seed. This one was submitted a lot. I don't really think it's particularly easy, or would it be particularly fun? Sports broadcaster. I think that would be a tough job to do. Mm-mm. I think that'd be very difficult, and I wouldn't want to do it.
We could all do that.
I think
there's only two that like don't get shit on constantly
for a week.
Like to be,
I don't think you'd make it very far.
Did you hear that god awful woman on the Orioles broadcast?
I had no heard
the A's broadcast.
The A's have a woman.
It was the worst home run or worst tie game of all time.
Oof.
If she can do it, we can do it.
So but the thing is, like, if you
but we'll start with you, Maresh. Which one of these two do you think would be like an easier job to do for a full week without any qualifications or experience? Air marshal or sports broadcaster?
I'm going to go air marshal.
I'm going to go air marshal.
I think just reading that quickly, no ums, I think that could be tough.
Yeah, or no buts, no anything, knowing all the fun facts. Although they do like hold up a little sign and tell you, but it just seems like a lot. Tommy?
This is tough. I mean, I did a decent amount of sports broadcasting in college. It was fun. It's easy enough. But air marshal, I'm really chasing my Delta Sky Miles right now. So if I could get a lot of Delta Sky Miles, fly around... Yeah, I don't think anything is going to go down. And if not, you could just pretend you're not the air marshal. Because you don't, you're like,
well, does the air marshal
have the fucking air marshal.
Just pretending he's not the air marshal. Yeah. Everyone's like, where's the air marshal?
Oh, I don't know. Where? I mean, is there not one on this flight? So I'm going to.
A gun's a cheat code on a plane, too. Like, nobody else has one.
So I'd feel safer.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the air marshal.
Well, can I hear like a home run call from you?
I could pull up some classic smokes. I mean, you could takes it past the timeline, kicks it out to the right wing, now down to the block, makes a move up off the glass and in up to, you know, something like that. That's easy.
That's pretty good.
That wasn't a lot of excitement, though. I mean, that was not a home run.
That was the visiting team.
8-4.
Okay. 8-4. That's fair. Clemmer?
So, like, being a sports announcer is hard because to stay employed. Because if you say anything negative about the team, they'll fire you or like it just it, so like I don't think I'd last for it. I'd be like that guy sucks, and then they would want to fire me from the broadcast. Air marshal, I'd be willing to kill someone, which I don't know if I have the chutzpah to do that. Like I don't know if I have what it takes to actually pull a trigger and.
Nobody that uses the word chutzpah can kill.
No. I think that's a fair take. So I guess because of that, because I don't think I have in it to kill someone, like, I don't know if I have that ability. I would have to play sports broadcaster.
If I was a terrorist, I don't think I'd believe you. if you pulled a gun on me, like, I would not be, I don't think, intimidated. I think you're right about that.
If I had a gun on you, wouldn't be intimidated?
I wouldn't know if it was, I don't know.
I would think you're just a crazy guy with a gun.
Who was also hijacking the plane at the same time. You might be D.B. Cooper.
People would start applauding the terrorist for tackling Clemmer.
How to Be an Air Marshal for Dummies book comes out on this phone.
No, I'd be the good guy.
So which one are you going to go?
Sports broadcaster.
One for sports broadcaster, Nick.
It's Air Marshal. I mean, how many Air Marshals have had their whole careers and not had to do anything?
Probably a majority.
Probably a lot.
I'm trying to look up the actions.
I mean, they've dragged drunk people off or people on drugs, but like never too dangerous of situations.
Closer to like an air bouncer at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it would feel cool to be like, you're kind of undercover.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
You're kind of you get to play like spy. You have a gun on the plane. Like
you're playing spy, but you also get to go on a vacation. Like,
how do you get that job? Idea. Is it
got to be a former cop,
like, CIA, or former Secret Service?
Former cop.
Yeah, so they're basically riding planes, staying overnight in different destinations, and
yeah,
then that's
it's awesome.
They don't have to like speak. They don't have to
Not that I know of, and like dragging drunk people off a plane if they do something crazy. Like,
does every flight have an air marshal?
Do the flight attendants even know who
that would be amazing.
Not every flight, I don't think.
That would be a fun game to start playing.
I've never seen one.
If you well, yeah, you probably had and don't even know it.
What? I don't. Do you think like a regular domestic flight has
that?
They sit anywhere.
They stick.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with that too. I think sports broadcasting would be very hard,
and you have to wear a suit. I don't want to have to do that.
So another one for Air Marshal Stephen Jay.
Sports broadcasting for sure is very difficult because even if you like, we're assuming you're watching like an NBA game or a college game, you know all the people, and like you kind of know the terminology just from watching. But like, I think I heard an interview recently with like Ryan Rucco, who's like a pretty famous
Fordham
sports broadcaster
and a friend,
Fordham, I believe, yeah. And he was saying the most exhausting time for him is calling like the women's tournament because he has to memorize all these names
and you pretend have, to be excited. Steven, you make boards. You make big boards with every player's name and like where they are on the court, and it's the worst part of it. It's just looking up how tall and how much someone weighs and what hometown they're from. It's awful.
Right. So I imagine that'll be very difficult because you have to adapt it all in real time, and then the next game starts, you got to do the same thing.
Does the WNBA list weights?
Oh, good question.
They do, I think.
I think so.
I feel like none of them are like at a weight where it would be mean to say it. It's not like they're like big baby Davis weight or anything like that.
I mean,
well, a lot of
Chicago just drafted the Twin Towers. So.
Whoa.
What?
Chicago just drafted the Twin Towers. Angel Reese and the one.
Yeah, but she's like 6'4".
Oh,
is that the nickname they're going with?
She's 220 pounds.
Yeah. But they're also like 6'4". That's like they're not even as tall as you might think they are based on that. At least compared to like the Admiral and Tim Duncan.
I feel like.
I think they're tall. At
South, the South Carolina woman, I think.
She was
The South Carolina lady was huge. Angel Reese is 6'3". That's actually shorter than I said. Okay, next matchup is number 4 seed versus the 13 seed as Air Marshal moves on. Number 4 seed is Therapist. And that's going up at number 13 seed, not saying who submitted this one. Manager of an MLB team. Someone here thinks it would be a very easy and fun job to do they said easy. They said
see,
easy.
I didn't say okay. So I'd
be a fun job to do for a week.
I take it like personally. I think I could do it for a week. Like I could just do that.
Maybe thing you can be the best at. Right? Is that what we're?
Maybe that's a better.
I didn't choose that either. I just chose something that I could do without any qualifications that would pay a lot of money. So I could be a major manager for a week.
Job you could do without any qualifications for a week.
Yeah.
Let's say easiest.
The players wouldn't play for me very long. They wouldn't respect me or anything. But like for a week, I could just fill out a lineup. Hey, undefeated motherfucker. I could just fill out a lineup and like I could do that.
So start with you, Stephen Che. Which one do you think? Which one of these jobs could you do for a week without any qualifications? Well, saying that for sure is now the title we're going with. Job you could do for a week without any.
Feeling lucky. You should be. Meet the new Lucky One Sweet Tea from Miss Peaches, the vodka drink that's positively doing good. Made with real tea and real vodka, non-carbonated, 100 calories. And here's the scoop. Their new sweet tea is the only vodka-based sweet tea on the market. Simple ingredients in a smooth, full flavor that makes it taste just like the real sweet tea. Best part? Every can helps rescue dogs find their forever homes as they work to a goal of donating $1 million to dog rescues in 2026. So if you love true sweet tea, this one's a no-brainer. Pick up a Lucky One sweet tea today and give back one can at a time.
Qualifications or experience? Therapist or manager of an MLB team?
I think therapist just because MLB manager, like, you know, if we're just assuming it's in like the, you know, NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, or maybe football season where it's a little bit more dead, but like postseason, like every decision you make is criticized. So I think that could be a pretty difficult job. Therapist, yeah, I mean, I do not imagine that's a very difficult job.
Oh my, I disagree.
Ooh, KB?
I disagree. I think you could fake it for some clients, but as soon as they like start bringing up like freaky traumas, like I don't know what to say.
Well,
and how did that make, how did that make you feel?
Yeah, but I don't want the weight of knowing that.
Yeah, that's just a heavy job. Baseball manager, if you wanted to, you could fake it. If you have the right staff who's like willing to help you fake it.
Yeah, you're a pitching coach and hitting coach.
first base coach, third base coach. Yeah.
You even have a bench coach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're going to go with the manager?
Baseball manager,
Nick. Yeah.
What's the biggest responsibility of the baseball manager? Taking out the pitcher?
Yeah, managing the pitching staff.
So it's when he starts playing poorly that everybody can see.
Yeah, well, you have to build your lineup.
That's his big thing?
Pretty much.
What do you mean build the – how much does the lineup shift throughout the week?
Not very much. And honestly, there's been studies done where lineup order doesn't mean a ton.
Yeah, give me that.
We'll let the players decide.
And you get to feel cool in the uniform.
You do get to wear the uniform, unlike many other every other manager?
That's goofy.
Wait, so do they still wear the uniform?
Yeah, a lot of the guys wear windbreakers now over it. Like, so.
But now they're getting hotter.
Yes.
I saw evolution. Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. Gabe Kepler,
yeah. A lot of the managers, like, when I think of, like, Sparky Anderson was a manager when I was a kid. He looked like no one. Tommy Lasorda. But now the managers are kind of good-looking guys.
Yeah.
Wait, what was the rest of that sentence? You say, like, nobody wants
to
fuck
them.
I said maybe nobody, I wasn't thinking that, but nobody did want to fuck them. Except their wives. Like, Jim Leland's not, like, a fuckable guy.
Oh, I disagree. He's got sex appeal.
Frank Kona?
He's got that old,
popping those darts.
That mustache.
Joe Girardi had, like, a weird, nice.
Joe Girardi's
kind of
hot. Joe Girardi is not a bad guy.
I actually think, who's the fucking manager for it?
Joe Torre?
Yeah, Joe Torre, I think, actually had
Joe
weird.
Joe Torre.
Like, Brad Austin is handsome.
Joe Torre looked like my grandma.
Someone once said the ugliest woman in the world is Yogi Berra with tits.
What an astute observation. The ugliest woman in the world is a man with boobs. Clever.
I'm going to go MLB manager. Just like Kyle said, like, someone talking about, like, real abuse or something that's really dark and sad, like, I might start crying, which makes me a really bad therapist because I get emotional. People start crying around me. I don't know if I can control that. I couldn't work in the medical field the same way. I get very sensitive and sad easily about stuff like that. So I would have to go Major League Manager.
We're 3-2, 3-1 in favor of the manager. Tommy?
I don't know. I think both are therapist is a joke. That's so easy. Like, it's just a girl, a boy broke up with her. That's most of it. And then it's like, you just got to pretend. Oh, yeah, yeah. Just now that I'm 28, I'm emotionally mature enough where I get it all. Understand all trauma.
That's big facts.
So I think I can just dish it. But, I mean, yeah, being an MLB manager. Here's the thing. My thing with the managers, I bet there's a lot behind the scenes we don't know about. Like, earlier in the day, just shit rant. Like,
you have to have like analytics meetings where they just give you spreadsheets and stuff. You can just do what you want.
Even logistical, like when batting practice is, or
how to manage egos too. And all.
I'll go with.
I mean, I want to do the manager job. I'll go manager.
It'll go manager.
Be better than Aaron Boone.
Manager's gonna win, bud. Maresh,
I'm going manager. Give me the red man. Give me the big league chew. Let me just yuck it up in the bullpen with the fellas.
Yeah. I would be afraid of getting hit by a foul ball in the dugout if I'm standing close.
Yeah. It would be fun getting ejected, though. I feel like that's going to be very fun.
I would maybe
throw in a base.
It's
a great day.
Hell yeah. Next matchup is the 8 seed versus the 9 seed. The 8 seed is being a golf caddy. I don't know if enough of golf to be a good golf caddy, so I don't think I could do it, but, I mean, I'll see what you guys feel about it. And that's going up against the number 9 seed. This person said, dentist, parentheses, I know how to brush my teeth, end parentheses.
What?
So, Maresh, which one do you think you could do for a week, dentist or golf caddy?
I think I have 75% of the credentials to be a dentist, so probably got to go that. The last name is half the battle.
It is. Yeah. We're halfway there.
Yeah. How many Dr. Clemmers have you met?
Dr. Patel,
Dr. Scabelli, I don't know if I...
No.
DDS.
That's like
I'm getting
a clients
mob based off the last name. Yeah.
Tommy?
Yeah, this is tough. Obviously, I can't do dental surgery. I could do a clean... Or not even the clean... Like, the dentist doesn't even do the cleaning.
The dental hygienist does that.
Yeah, dentist literally comes in, they look in your mouth with like the little mirror, and they go, everything looks good. I can do that. I think I can do that.
Seems like it's a small part of the job, though. Like, they have to do like fillings and things like that.
It's an awful week.
At least the mouth is right in front of you. Golf, someone shanks a ball far right, you got to find that for them.
Yeah.
I think I could fake dentist better than I could.
I don't know anything about golf. I mean, I'm awful at it. I mean, I could maybe say, oh, this club, maybe. But then he'd get mad at me. The golfer would get so mad at me. I don't think I want that. So I'm going to go with dentist.
Two for dentist. Clemmer?
Honestly, both of these are far harder, in my opinion, than anything we've heard so far. I'm going to go with golf caddy because I just I I couldn't imagine drilling someone's mouth or any of that. It seems, what if someone has bad breath? Ugh. So there's a lot of problems there. On the other side, I don't know really any about golf. I think I'd be a terrible caddy. You said I'd give him the wrong club. He'd ask for advice on how to putt it. I wouldn't know what to say.
Just get it in.
Yeah, I'd be like, I think I would just lie a lot. I'd be like, I think this has an upcline or incline.
Upcline.
You got to be careful of that. So I take that. But I don't like either of these.
2-1 in favor of dentist. Nick?
Are the golfers really relying on the caddies that much?
Some of them, yeah.
They're the
pros.
Yeah,
at a country club, you're asking them.
I bet you if you did a study and like gave each pro golfer a caddy who didn't know shit, like there would be no significant differences in their performance. Could be wrong.
Yeah, because I could see those guys having like egos to like, I know better than this fucking caddy.
I'm
not thinking
that.
About caddying for a pro. I'm thinking the guys are at like a golf club caddying for like everyone else.
Oh,
that
would be tough.
Like caddy shit.
Yeah, I could fucking, I could be a tiger, a caddy for like Tiger. Like he's just going to do his own thing. But like some rich guy at a country club. Who's
that's what I was talking about too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think if I had to fake it for a week, which is kind of how I'm looking at it, I would just do dentist and just put off, we'll schedule for this. We got to postpone this. You just go look at the teeth and then hang out with dental hygienists.
Mm-hmm. That's Tommy's all about that.
You about the hygienist, Tommy?
Yeah, I mean, they're hot girls usually.
KB?
Nobody loves hot girls.
Guilty. Yeah.
KB?
Caddy over being a doctor.
Thank you.
2 for caddy, 3 for dentist. Jay?
Dude, dentists don't do shit. dental assistants and dental hygienists do everything. They.
What about the surgeries? Could you fake that?
Postpone it for a week.
That's a dental
surgery. That's not doing the job, though. I don't like that. That's not doing the job.
Jay's also like halfway there in the same vein as Maresh. He's got halfway through the battle. Quarter way, I guess. Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, if Maresh is half, then you're quarter.
He was 75%?
Yeah, I'm 75%. I've got the last name, too. Popular dental name.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I could fake being a dentist.
All right, dentist is going to win. Next one up is number 1 seed versus 16 seed chain game. We'll do the chain game first. First chain option, I don't think this is true at all, but I just saw it and I was like, I would like to do this job. Bounty hunter. Job still exists.
Fuck
job still exists. I think it just sounds cool.
Very hard job.
Yeah,
it does sound cool. That's a hard job. Get thrown into a Sarlacc pit.
Exactly. Sales was mentioned.
Don't laugh, Kyle. Fuck you.
I know what a Sarlacc pit is.
Sales, which someone here did for 50 years.
Close.
Yeah, something like that.
Close.
Influencer.
Really hard.
Meter maid. Mailman. Hotel concierge, which I like. I think that would be a pretty easy one. You could bullshit your way through that. And then last one is MOOC.
Oh.
So, bounty hunter, sales, influencer, meter maid, mailman, hotel concierge, or MOOC. Che, which one do you want to move on from the chain game?
I feel like meter maid, just because I don't know how.
You're getting screamed at.
You are. But your whole job, you're just reading. Do they have time left or not? And it's usually like blinking red. I don't know how you fucked
up. Yeah, that would be the easiest.
I fucked up at work today. I got it backwards.
So I feel like that might be the easy job. You don't need any training. You just write a ticket and that's it.
So one for the meter maid, KB.
The meter maid? You could get a 7-year-old to do that.
two for meter maid, Nick.
Yeah, meter should be lower so kids can be meter maids.
Yeah, that's what I want, yeah.
Can you run through them again?
Bounty hunter, sales, influencer, meter maid, mailman, hotel concierge, or MOOC?
Influencers just have to exist, right?
Well, you have to post brand deals and all that. So.
But kind of people like set that shit up for you. Like,
and hotel concierge, you just repeat the same thing to every guest. You circle the spot, the good restaurants on the map near the hotel.
Hotel concierge?
Yeah, that would be easy.
And like people are excited to deal with you because they're on vacation.
People think you're very smart
too.
Like, you know where all the great spots are. Yeah. Wow.
They trust you. Yeah, like people. It's if you're dealing with people, I'd rather them be in a good mood than just getting a ticket from me.
Climber,
I gotta say, there's probably no job easier than like or no job where you don't need skills for more than a mailman. Like it's literally the place you need to go is right on the envelope.
Harder than you think. Sorting it out in the mailroom.
You got to get up easy.
You got to drive everywhere. You got to drive in your seats on the other side of the car.
Or you might be a walking mailman.
Yeah, I guess.
And you just literally just put the envelope in the box.
But don't you sort it out at the post office? I think they sort it for you, right?
I thought they did it themselves.
Racing KB?
I don't know anything about mailmen.
As a former delivery driver, you'd be surprised how many addresses are impossible to find.
All right, maybe I'll go with Meter Maid then. Because I was caught between the two.
Another for Meter Maid.
Yeah, I'll go Meter Maid.
Tommy?
I'm going hotel concierge. This was like one of my dream jobs growing up. Whenever I was on vacation with my parents and like, you go to a new city, where should we go to a restaurant? And they have so much power in that moment. It's like whenever I'm walking in New York City and somebody asks me for directions, I get off. Like, I'm like, oh, this is incredible.
I never got that right.
Oh, I helped multiple people on the subway. I once took somebody to the wrong spot. And
I walked the Spanish family.
I remember that.
Yeah. You affected their entire life.
Oof.
Yeah, I missed a job interview. They're like, hey, I'm just in New York for a job interview. I was like, don't worry. That's my stop because he was going down to Wall Street. I missed it too. We were in Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah. I've done that plenty of times.
Yeah, I've messed up before, but it doesn't matter because it's like after the moment. Like, I'd be like, oh, where's this trip? Like, oh, it's right down there. And then I'll be like, oh, that might not have been right. But whatever. Like, in that moment, he thought I was right.
Right.
I walked a Spanish family to the subway one time because we couldn't communicate with each other due to me not speaking Spanish and them not speaking English. So I'm going to go with hotel concierge.
Thank you for clarifying. Yeah. Maresh?
I am also going to go hotel concierge. Ooh. I've been doing this job pro bono for Nick for now 3 years.
Yep.
Hotel concierge is being a put on prince. So if you know things,
yeah,
might as well make some money from doing it.
Do you think restaurants
and then what if and then people? All right. Oh, what if someone came up to you and was like, "My handicapped son, he eats furniture. Do you have any protective shit for the couches?"
That's a bellhop.
That's a bellhop. That's yeah.
Do you think?
But I would find a Raymore Flanagan for him to go to dinner.
Yeah. Oh my God! Imagine young Stephen Che when they took him. They were like, "Bob's Discount Furniture." Oh shit!
Son keeps eating the windowsills. Well, we have some mustard
for you. Right? I got a couple stashed away for you.
Do restaurants give the concierge like kickbacks?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Have to.
So, well, a lot of hotels and restaurants, I think, have deals of like.
But can you make deals on your own? Like, if you just like, probably. I'm a concierge, like, I get to eat here for free, but in exchange, I will always give you, like, you'll be my first suggestion.
You're basically a non cheesy promoter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're an influencer.
Oh, you're a desk job promoter. Yeah. People will come to you. You don't got a pamphlet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to have to tiebreak here. I'm going to tiebreak in favor of concierge. You guys swayed me on that. Not only is it easy, but it is, you get people like you.
Yeah.
Instead of the meter maid, but they hate
everyone hates you. Yeah. Yeah.
So the concierge, and that's going up against the number one seed in this bracket. The most submitted option by far, gym teacher. Yeah, I think that's one for a week. Yeah. Yeah.
I know teachers get sensitive. I don't think gym teachers would even be mad about this one.
No. And I know like three.
Well, what if like all the kids in the locker room are like touching my dick?
I don't know what I would do.
That would suck.
Yeah. That would suck. Just hope it's not that week that you're working. So gym teacher versus concierge, starting with you, Maresh.
Gym teachers get to wear shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Concierge just don't.
Well, if you're behind the desk.
It's true. What do you think gym teachers do between periods when they don't have like a class? Just like play basketball for like
hit on the health teacher.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they hit on the health teacher.
No, they hit on students typically too. Yeah, at least in my high school, that's how it worked.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But sometimes you got to like break up fights because you're like the most athletic. I'm still going concierge.
One for concierge, Tommy.
Yeah, I think I'm going concierge too. I think gym teacher, especially if it's like high school, you get a lot of testosterone in there, getting angry, and like I feel like a lot of times our classes would argue with the gym teacher, like that's a bullshit call or whatever. I don't need that shit in my life. I'll go tell people where to get a nice chicken parmesan.
Two for the concierge, Clemmer.
I mean, there's proof that the gym teacher is probably the answer here because literally, if the gym teacher is sick, They just take anyone from the town to come in and do the job. It's really what they do. So I think it's got to be like.
They just go through the yellow pages so they find
someone from the town. And I hate to say it, but it's true for all teachers. Like, they literally just.
It's almost like jury duty.
They just take a random person who's typically unemployed, who doesn't have a really good job at all, and they have that person fill in for an amount of time.
One of our most popular substitute teachers, he was a pizza delivery guy.
I know that, you know, we have this thing where, unless we say really nice things about teachers, society makes us feel guilty, but like, that's just a fact. Yeah. So I guess I gotta say gym teacher here. Just have them play kickball for you. They don't even yell at you about that, because like, everyone's playing kickball, everyone's happy. So just like, you don't even make calls. So just like, yeah, all right.
I think our favorite sub, me and Jessica's high school, is Mr. Smith, who was literally a fall down drunk. Like, no one knew what his real job was. Like, did not stand a drunk, just fell asleep and put on the TV card. So right now we are 3-2 in favor of concierge, Nick. Or 3-1, sorry, in favor of concierge.
No, 2-1.
Sorry,
Say what you want, but a job dealing with kids is hard. Dealing with kids, falling, getting hurt, kids puke.
Yeah.
Then you get them like during puberty and
girls bleeding.
Girls, crying. Kids spraying too much Axe. dealing with kids makes the job harder, more stressful than circling a restaurant on a map saying this is good.
Counterpoint:
pizza.
I know of a movie concierge that had to deal with a child, and he did not have a fun time.
It's true.
In Home Alone 2,
but he was an asshole.
Yeah, he was an asshole.
He didn't need to be
an asshole.
Yeah, but.
He didn't trust that the kid could.
But he didn't tip the bellhop. He didn't tip any. Like, he was not a particularly great guest.
He was out kicking his coverage. Stay at your desk. Have people come to you.
He was a very bad guest. I wouldn't want to be concierge to him. Would you?
Dealing with tourists, I can't imagine is always fun. Mm. I don't like. They're just assholes, and they all feel entitled.
Not to their concierge.
I don't know. They always feel entitled, but.
Actually, you might be right, because when I first arrive, I have the least amount of patience, because I just want to get the vacation on after a day of flying.
But you know who also doesn't have patience? Is 11-year-old kids.
That's also, yeah.
But if they're not in gym, they're happy, usually. Just like, they're playing kickball for a week?
Not the goths.
But if
not
they're
the
hyper
goths.
And
not
like that you're not playing the game anymore, no. Give me hotel.
Another one for hotel concierge, 3-1 right now. KB.
Yeah, concierge. I don't want to.
Concierge is
going to
win, but Che.
I think both of these are a little bit more. The Clemmer's gym teacher argument was really strong. I feel like concierge has to be an easier job. Gym teacher. Do you guys ever have like a?
Oh yeah.
They're all mostly. Like,
how is that possible?
We didn't have a bad gym teacher.
No, we had one.
We did.
I'm thinking about some of the things one of our boys put our gym teacher through.
You drop some?
He's like,
was it Carter Huffman?
It's always Carter Huffman.
I can't say what he did, but yeah, I would be in hell if I had to deal with this.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's gotta be concierge.
Carter Huffman couldn't keep his boy cock in his pants.
That's what. And how do you police? Like,
how do you? You can't stop it. Because that means you have to look and breath. Like, if you're in a tough spot.
We were all like. Showing dick, bulge play,
bulge
pulling
play.
Our shorts up.
Yeah,
like he was like, oh.
What define bulge play?
Just showcasing our bulges.
Never heard of bulge play?
No, never heard of bulge play.
Touch, we would all, it was,
We would all, what?
What?
What were you all doing?
Perverted things.
Yeah. Hotel concierge is going to move on before you to the other half of the bracket. Let's hear from, ironically, BetterHelp.
11-year-old boys are so gay.
Oh, we were the gayest. Oh, it was hump. Hump was the most popular word in our vocabulary.
Oh,
everyone was humping. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, imagine that you're a gym teacher and a kid comes up to you and says, Carter was humping me. Like, what do you do?
Carter was, oh my God.
Hump 69, like air blowjob.
Air blowjobs with the tongue in the cheek.
That was a big one.
Wow. Oh, that would be the worst.
A lot of humping.
Hypersexual 11-year-olds for an entire day.
Like a crew of them. The bracket is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore a social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings picking up after the winter. We're getting into the summer. Nice days in New York City. Yesterday, it was out of nowhere, like 80 degrees. It's crazy.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Gorgeous day. Yeah, just for Tommy's birthday. What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I used it over COVID. Super easy, very helpful, all online. Didn't have to go to a physical office, which sucks. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist, and then switch therapist anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/lights today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/lights. All right, other half of the bracket, number 6 seed versus the 11 seed. 6 seed I like a lot, and we've mentioned it on the bracket before. The fake marketing job that all hot girls have.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, they're always ringing bells.
I was doing something weird. Yeah.
Oh, I got to get up early. I have an email to send.
Yeah. It's always some weird job that is not real. And that's going...
And there's always like a boomerang of them popping champagne in front of like an arbitrary number.
Yeah. A lot of bean bags, like a weird always an office like that.
What is the miles?
There's always a mile.
What are you talking about?
She finally hit 15,000.
What unit? What is it?
Balloon numbers.
Yeah, there's balloon numbers. That's a great point. That is always in that picture. It's like,
They're always
and they're gold.
Usually
gold.
Big gold balloon numbers.
I can't believe I made it this time. You would have
if you would have told me on my first day, I would have got 22,000.
That's going. I think it's number 11.
They're always very
hot.
They take 2 hour breaks in the middle of the day to walk on like the West Side Highway. Mm-hmm. It's like that's their lunch break. It's very easy.
And they post like on Instagram like doing work calls or something. While they're walking down the
highway. What happens to that person? It's like that's what they're doing when they're in their 20s.
They do that forever.
Well, it's a gateway.
But they're not like what do they do in their 50s?
Good point.
What
is it?
Gateway drug to influencing.
Mm-hmm.
But what do these people do in their 50s?
Oh, it is.
I think it's let you move up.
We'll find out.
Yeah, we'll find out.
So. Yeah.
Their manager is always a good-looking guy that you don't trust.
Yeah. Rusty.
There's always a video of him doing the worm in the office. He's always doing the worm in the office, and the girls are going,
holy shit.
I hate him.
Say his name is Rusty?
No, his name ain't Rusty. It's always
Rusty. Yeah, right. The Pat Riley hair.
Oh, yeah. And that's going up against the number 11 seed. High-end painter, parentheses, art is fake, anything can be a masterpiece. Kind of agree with that, too. Mm-hmm. So the fake marketing job that every hot girl has versus being a high-end painter. Who did we end off on last time? You ended off on Che. Che, you're first.
I mean, the hot girl marketing, like you have to qualify for that. Like, I just couldn't be that.
I think
in this case, you can. It's like, you know.
In this case, you're on the job tomorrow.
I've always thought painter is a super easy job. Because, anything is art. A lot of these paintings that I've seen sell for like millions of dollars are just like splotches. Like, sign me up for that. You can kind of fake that, I feel
like. One for the high end painter, KB.
The marketing thing. Is the painting thing real? Like, is
it's all money?
I honestly think if I made 100 paintings, and I think I could get one of them to be a masterpiece.
But if you're actually painting something,
well, that's
a great smoke show.
Yeah, those.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna do that.
People don't really like
people don't
paintings.
Like portrait
people
paintings.
Just like patterns and like splotches.
They don't like that shit.
Have you guys seen Ringo Starr's paintings that he's selling? You just have to have a name for yourself.
There's paintings that are like one dot in like a white canvas.
Look at my Charles Pollock. We just
inks to me.
Here's the hard part about being a.
But what is like
Ringo Starr is a terrible painter. Oh my god, these are
he does
at
Microsoft Paint. I think.
Yeah, those are terrible.
These are all terrible.
The thing with being like a high end painter like that, you have to be decrepit. In some way, and you have to be like so extremely liberal and outspoken about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You have to be really annoying.
It's also true.
You have to wear a beret, obviously.
So KB thinks you could do the fake marketing job. Can't believe you think you could hit 22,000. Yeah. That's bullshit, if you ask me, Nick.
I think the hardest part about being a painter is convincing people that you're good or that it means something, and that's like kind of being in sales or like trying, you know. You're kind of an influencer. You got to dress zany. You have to be outlandish. The hot marketing girls go into work and then
they get sweet green for lunch.
Yep. Correct.
Oh, yeah. They love sweet green. The only thing is they have to, I mean, no, there is no thing. It's that.
One, two for the fake marketing job. Clemmer?
They have to be enthusiastic all the time. And I would struggle with that. I think I could paint something, and I could, because I would believe it meant something. I think I could tell other people it meant something. I think I could somewhat pull that off more than I can be enthusiastic 24/7. Mm-hmm. Like the idea of like these pictures we're making fun of, like you're right, like there's champagne, there's confetti, there's it's big balloons, like that all would annoy the fuck out of me. Like I wouldn't be able to pretend that's fun. So I'm going to say painter.
Two for painter, 2-2 right now, Tommy.
I got it just out of morbid curiosity. Find out what these girls are doing all day. This marketing job. What are they doing? It's you know, they got to get up early. They have a Zoom meeting. They got to. You ask. So what do you do exactly? Never a good answer.
It's just a title. It's a title that makes no sense.
No, they always do the day in the live. There's like meeting, Zoom meeting, send some emails, went to the gym.
I went to the gym at 2 p.m. So,
like, they make good money, don't they?
It seems like it.
I have to find this out.
They went to the gym at 2 p.m. and then they go home to like the biggest apartment you've ever seen with floor to ceiling windows.
Usually they work from home.
That too. And it's like floor to ceiling windows with like an amazing, the best view you've ever seen.
I've got to uncover what the hell. It might be like some pyramid scheme. So I've got to get to the bottom of this marketing thing.
Maresh?
Yep. When you paint it like that, I got to go for the marketing.
Ooh, good.
Paint it like that.
That's nice. That was really nice.
That's the next level.
So the fake marketing job, going to move on. Next up, we have the 3 seed versus the 14 seed. Kind of like the joke we said at the beginning of this, it is weird to judge other jobs when our job is what our job is. So we just said podcaster. Maybe that can kind of be an encompassing thing for everything we do. So we'll say podcaster versus 14 seed. Someone submitted it and then just made me laugh. Bingo caller. That's another tough one to fuck up.
You don't have to read.
It's a very tough one to fuck up. So bingo caller versus podcaster, Maresh.
Podcaster or...
All you do is call out the number.
Yeah, I guess I got to go bingo. It's super simple. It's right in front of you.
Bingo caller is hysterical. Sorry. Tommy?
Yeah, you know, podcaster, you got to think of stuff to say. Maybe you have to edit it. Bingo caller, you literally just yell out the number.
Yell out a number for a week, Clemmer?
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that would prevent someone from being a bingo caller, I guess, would be like a fear of public speaking.
Yeah,
but like if you had that fear, you probably wouldn't be much of a podcaster either.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you got to talk into a microphone. So I it's got to be bingo caller. I don't see any avenue where being a bingo caller is less difficult than being,
or more difficult than being,
or more
a podcaster?
Difficult than being a podcaster, right?
Nick,
right?
It's podcaster. Go online, regurgitate what you see. Oh, is LeBron going to retire? Yes. No. Oh, yeah, he is. No, he's not. there we go. Bingo caller, you're dealing with old people. You have to have the patience to repeat themselves. You have to look at old people. You always have a milky substance in the corner of their mouths. fuck that. And then they get mad when they're not winning. I don't have like them not being able to hear you and you're B2. B2. What? Fuck that. And then like they ended all with the coverall round to win 75 cents. Who fucking cares? No, fuck that. Podcasters
3-1 in favor of the bingo. KB.
Yeah, a bingo caller has to state something that serves a purpose. Some of the shit that I've said and it's been published is disgusting.
So 3-2 in favor of the podcast or the bingo caller, Che?
Yeah, podcaster, a lot easier. Nick outlined it. The clientele you have to deal with as a bingo caller is, I mean, it's not 11-year-old.
You have a 15-minute podcast where you say one thing.
Pretty easy. 15 minutes is generous.
We're tied up, and I think based on that one little mention of the Quick Picks reference, I mean, I got to go podcaster. That's a tough one with all that. Mm. So podcaster's going to move on. Next, we have the number 7 seed versus the 10 seed. The 7 seed is weatherman, which I don't know. Is there a tangible difference or any sort of difference between that and meteorologist? I don't really know.
I think...
Yeah, meteorologists have to read the data. I think weatherman just...
Yeah, I think they just like look pretty and read the screen, right?
Yeah, so like the weatherman just says it, right?
I think some do both.
It depends. Yeah, they got to do the research. Yeah, look at the Doppler radar.
Do they have to do that, or does the meteorologist do that, and then they just feed that to the weatherman who reads it on...
I feel like most of my weathermen growing up were also meteorologists.
Though. Yeah, but then they would have a separate title for that. They would have like, hey, I'm meteorologist, whatever. They would...
Chief meteorologist.
There's definitely some weather people Darnell that just Foster, like are regurgitated.
Yeah, Darnell was one of
Darnell
the
Foster. I don't look that good.
Sam Champion line. Legend.
Oh, yeah.
Darnell Foster didn't even show up a single... Nobody showed up for Darnell Foster.
We had Mike Haddad in New Hampshire. Mike Haddad was money.
I always forget our guy from News 12. I always forget his name. But yeah, so Weatherman, and that's going up against the number 10 seed. Finance stock think, parentheses, buy low, sell high. Yeah, I mean, people know how to do that. So we're going to start with you, Che. Which one do you think is it would be a better job to have for a week, Weatherman or Finance?
We're doing easier, not better.
Or which job you think you could do for a week without any qualifications or experience?
The finance one. I actually had an internship in college that was in one of these like finance, like kind of like boiler room esque firms, and it was so easy. The people that were working there were, a lot of them were dummies. So I think that for sure. I mean, you can convince anybody if you just craft your story the way you want it about a certain stock. Like, I think that that's very
picturing a Wolf of Wall Street is very.
Did they want you to push Webistics, Jay? No.
My job was a connector. I didn't have the appropriate licenses to talk stocks on the phone, so I would just take a stack of index card leads and dial through them, and whenever I got through to the decision maker, I'd hand it off to someone else.
That sounds like such a scheme, the way you phrase it.
Connector.
KB.
You are a connector.
KB.
Oh, man. I mean, I'll take your word for it. I don't know anything about finance, but a weatherman...
Dedication isn't born in the light of day. It's carved in the quiet hours before the world blinks awake. At Boar's Head, we rise with a mission to deliver craftsmanship worthy of your table. A slice of something special folded into every moment worth savoring. Because dedication means delivering only the very best. Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
They have to get up at like 2:30 a.m.
Why?
For like the sixth
nightmare. Yeah.
PTSD.
Just look out the window.
I think they do. I think they have to get up
vastly
early.
You gotta let the that's when the weather starts.
The people commuting.
I've seen like day in the lives of like that type of field, and they're getting
but
up.
Sometimes
at two,
like they do
three.
The like 11 p.m. broadcast.
They have to be in the office at 4 to prep. And like,
I think
So my cousin is a meteorologist, and he has a schedule where I think he works like 4 days in a row for 10 to 12 hours, and then he's off for like 3 days. And that's like,
I don't like that. I don't think that'd be good.
But they always have to have somebody like on for weather.
Okay. Day in the life of a broadcast meteorologist, wake up at 1 a.m. every weekday.
What?
That's horrible.
Get to work at 3:30 a.m. to prepare today's forecast. Look at satellite and radar data to make your own predictions.
This is horrible.
After an hour of pouring through the data, you make your first appearance on air at 4:30 a.m.
Oh, that's why. Because you're just doing the morning.
This is the worst job.
But if you're the 11 p.m. late local news, then you're not getting up at 1 a.m.
Then you're going to bed late.
Yeah. But if you do the 6 p.m. news, then you have a more normal schedule.
You've probably got a nice day.
What's even worse than that is they could do all that fucking work and still be wrong. Like, you know what I mean? They're not always right. That's the crazier part of it.
Predicting the future.
So right now we're 2 for finance. Nick?
I was going to go weatherman. Particularly in a place that doesn't, like, Death Valley.
Hotsy-totsy.
But the schedule sounds horrible. So I'm going to go finance.
3 for finance. Clemmer?
So I went to high school with a kid who became a weatherman. He loved weather, obsessed with weather. He'd do the weather morning reports every day. Ended up getting a job in the smallest media market in the United States, somewhere in like North Dakota. He got a job. And he couldn't deal with the fame. I guess he was like,
when? This is a thing in small towns.
He would be like at the supermarket, and people like, oh, you got the weather report wrong. And he couldn't.
Oh, my God.
He couldn't handle it. Like, and he then worked for like the National Weather Service. So he does like behind the scenes stuff now. But yeah, the fame of being like the North Dakota weatherman broke him. So I think because of that, I got to say the other option.
Finance, yeah.
Yeah, I got to go finance.
It's a great episode.
I've seen him break a man.
Great episodes of Curb Your Enthusiasm, the one where the weather guy purposely is calling the weather wrong so that people won't go to the golf course.
Yes.
And he'll have tea time. So, yeah. Tommy.
Yeah, I got to go with the finance one. I think it's, like, obviously running a hedge fund, I'm sure it'd be tough. But if you're just, like, an assembly line, I think any of us could do that for a week. Mm. Like, you don't got to make the calls, but just, I don't know. Make some spreadsheets and shit. Invest in Vanguard. It's probably going to go up. And
just invest in S&P.
Yeah.
Maresh?
I firmly disagree. Finance guys, they got to wake up, shave their face every morning. We all got some sort of beard or stubble, except for you, Tommy.
Yeah,
you're still working
on
it.
That'd be no issue for me.
you gotta, you know, be a dickhead. Yep. And you know what people care about more than the weather every day? Their fucking money.
Mm.
Like, if your stock that you tell someone, like, hits the shitter and then someone just lost, like, 100K, you're fucked.
That's a good point.
You're out of there after a week.
I would be significantly more mad about losing.
Weatherman, yeah, you got to wake up at 1 in the morning. You fire off a couple takes. It's kind of like podcasting. Some of them hit, some of them don't. Pack it up, go home.
A first take debate on the weather. Like, they're like, it's going to rain. No, it's going to be sunny. Like, they're just debating whether it's going to be.
I'm trying to think of any act. What job would you do that would make waking up at 1 a.m.
work? Sleep?
Pro athlete? I don't know.
Waking up at 1.
No. Like, I don't even know what could work. There's nothing that, like, no job could be worth that, I don't think. Unless you're very passionate about the weather.
Because that's not, I mean, you got to go to bed at 5 or 6.
You miss everything. Yeah. You miss all the fun stuff.
Hopefully only on the weekdays, though. Either way, finance is going to move on near clean sweep. And that's going up against now we have the number 2 seed versus the 15 seed. Number 2 seed is being a TikTok food reviewer, which I really like this one. I see this all the time on TikTok, and every time I see it, I'm like, I could fucking do that.
It's always just good.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's amazing. You guys have to try
it. And that's going up against number 15 seed, a porn reviewer.
Is that a thing?
Is that a field? I don't know,
but I saw it submitted a couple times, and I was like, fucking yeah, I guess so. So the porn reviewer versus the TikTok food reviewer. Maresh.
Oh, TikTok food reviewer's got to be the easiest job in the world. They go to places that are overhyped. They eat stuff slathered in butter, and they're like, oh, this is to die for. Fuck, of course it is. It looks good in the video. I knew that before watching it. Like, that's got to be the easiest job. Also, no credentials.
Zero.
Like, the Bachelor guy's like the big one in New York. What did he do? He dated hot girls on TV. Now he knows what good food is?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah. Damn right. That's exactly how it works. Tommy?
Yeah, I mean, also, if it's like what I'd rather do for a week, it's definitely TikTok. I think watching that much porn in a week would ruin a man.
Yeah.
And having a critique, like, I don't fucking know how to have good sex.
How does that? I don't even know. I didn't look any further into it.
Oh, this guy, he didn't hit the wheelbarrow right here. Like, come on.
I don't even know how. What does a porn review look like? Because I've seen, like, the Pornhub comments that they'll post, and those are funny. But it's not like a review. They're usually just funny.
I mean, maybe if like a big porn movie comes out, I assume there's reviews like all movies.
Like
I don't
Stagnetti's Revenge or whatever, the Pirate Simon one.
There's got to be reviews because don't they have awards?
They do,
There's got to be
some sort of technical score.
Yeah, judging it on something.
I don't know what the food. I mean, ideally, if you're a good reviewer, you probably get a lot of the meals for free. Yeah. I wouldn't like having to take my phone out every time the meal. That would be tough, but that's better than watching porn all the time.
Two for the TikTok food reviewer. Clemmer?
Yeah, it's food reviewer. Like, porn, once you get off, is a terrible product.
Well, especially
like,
once
this is not like, it's not good. Like, no one ever chooses to watch porn.
It's like saying food's a terrible product once you're full. Like, it's just how...
Yeah, but you would never choose to watch porn unless there's that one specific reason. So, like, the last thing you want to do is watch 40 hours of it. Like, that actually sounds like a kind of terrible job.
Yeah. Nick?
Porn, that's disgusting.
It is.
You have to be the most, like, Meek Phil I could see putting out, like, an in-depth porn review. Like, a non-porn
All 22
porn
of
review.
It.
Yeah. Food reviewing, it's just, they get real wide-eyed when it comes out to them. It's always, like, fucking the big fucking wheel of cheese that they put hot pasta on top
always.
Of. That looks, oh, and they're just like, oh my God, for like you cheese lovers, you have to try this. And then they just say,
less than that sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, ass or ass boys will just go take a bite of a Dairy Queen Blizzard and be like, that's gas. And they're blowing up.
Three for the food reviewer. KB?
Definitely, that's the easiest thing in the
food
world.
Food reviewer is going to win this, but.
In the world.
And, like, that's everybody's
think
first
think
idea.
About what that is.
It's
think
also about what that incredible, is. Like, even the editing is easy. Like, I have no editing ability. You just do it on your phone in 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. So we're all over the food review right now. Che, can you imagine, though, if you had, like, a...
Have you guys ever put one out?
TikTok food review?
Food review. Twitter food review.
I think
review.
I did, like, an ironic one of a Bang Energy once.
That's pretty funny. It's pretty funny.
I'm sure I have. I can't recall.
You've done ones of, like, I'm big sure napkins. You've definitely had one of food.
Yeah, I've had to have it.
It's such the baseline of content.
But I will watch it.
Yeah, I'll watch him.
Like, when there's like a story around it, like the the what, like, Tommy, what you do with Roan and Sass.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Neighborhood Eats.
Mm-hmm. Neighborhood Eats.
That's different.
That was different.
Well, yeah, those are, that's not production. TikTok. But I mean, I'll tell you what, from my perspective, those are very easy. Mm-hmm. I show up, I eat food in this.
Yeah.
If there's a food review where it's a restaurant I've been to, I watch it with great focus and intent. Mm. Like, for some reason, like, I've been there, so therefore, like, I get very excited about
it. If they order the wrong thing, too? Yeah. Like,
yeah, like, so it is baseline content, but it sucks me in more than it should.
Shay, can you imagine, though, if there was, like, if Meek Phil did, like, a Baldy level breakdown of a porno? Look at this. This is a dude. This is what I call a dude.
Let's make him do that.
Like a full breakdown.
yeah, make him.
That's going to be next up. We're going to have him do one.
Okay.
I don't really want to do that.
I don't really want to do that.
Yeah. Wait, are you out on Meek
Phil?
No,
I've never been hired on Meek Phil. No.
We were pitching a video series to him where we just, like, have him date a bunch of girls and try to get him laid. He's like, I don't know if that's really my scene.
My thing.
His exact quote was, I'm indifferent.
Yeah.
He might be able to be the next sketch.
Meek Phil is one of a kind. He really should be a bigger, a bigger thing.
So Che, would you go for the food reviewer as well?
Food reviewer.
Yep. Now it's time for our playoffs. First up, we have the manager of an MLB team versus an air marshal. Che.
I think air marshal, because I feel like 99.99% of your job, you don't do shit. And you might have like a couple moments in your whole career. Managing a baseball team, you have to make decisions every day. So,
air marshal, KB.
Yeah, I was looking it up. That it's just terrorism prevention. So, when was the last terrorist
on a plane?
September. I think you know.
22 and a half years ago.
No, we had that guy, the shoes, Richard Reed, the shoe bomber.
Yeah, but he didn't.
Oh, there's the underwear there was bomber.
Unsuccessful though, right? Like he.
No, well, partly because people tackled him.
Yeah.
When was the last foiled terrorist? Yeah.
Donnie.
Well, he was a crazy person.
Yeah, where was the air marshal on that flight?
Man, that is a terrorist.
I looked it up. Only 1% of flights.
Really?
Wow.
Is there a shortage? Or is that just...
I don't need them.
Probably because there's been so many less attacks and airport security is like so massive. So I guess. So 2 for air marshal, Nick.
It's air marshal. You travel. You get it. You get a gun. Mm-hmm. Cool.
3 for air marshal.
I don't want to be in a plane that much. Plane travel sucks. Like going somewhere is cool. The act of going there is not cool. It sucks. And then being a baseball manager, I'm much more comfortable deciding whether to take a pitcher out than whether to shoot somebody. So it's MLB manager for me.
You would like have to, if there was somebody about to kill 200 minimum people.
You'd have to, but it would be like awful feeling. I to kill somebody.
I don't know. I think you'd feel pretty good about it.
No,
I'd say you're a hero.
Yeah. No, I don't want to. I don't want to take someone's life and stuff. That's fucked up. That's some serious stuff.
What the fuck? He's got nothing. I wish there was a story behind that.
Jesus,
so bad.
Yeah,
Tommy.
Yeah, I got to go with the air mar. I like flying. I mean, if you get to fly. First class, hell, I'll settle for Comfort Plus.
But you're not in. Delta. You're in economy. You're an air marshal.
Do you know that?
They usually put you.
They're not gonna. You think an airline's gonna give up a first class seat for you to be the fucking air marshal?
Jesus, you're fucking protecting.
No, you're in the middle.
Came down. Time to get it.
Hey, it's Fran from Chicks in the Office. It's peak summer. One plan is turning into 5, but trust, I'll be wearing Abercrombie to all of them. Catch me in their Sloan tailored pant at work and then the happy hour right after, the Dylan dress for dinner plans when you want something easy but still put together, and of course, their denim, because Abercrombie denim just works, no matter the plan. Keep up with the pace of summer without overthinking it. Shop in the app, online, and in stores.
You're in the middle seat next to, you know,
no,
Chubby Bubby. And
you're not in
the middle. They usually have you somewhere you have the access to the most amount of passengers.
Yeah, still, it's just that's easy. Fly around for a week, and there's a lot more scrutiny with a manager.
Mm.
Air marshal, literally, nothing is going to happen.
It's
hopefully,
not literally.
I'd say air marshal. Imagine being like the coach of the Cubs after you just got dismantled by the Red Sox 17-0, and you got to talk to everybody about that. That shit sucks.
The post game interview would be very
tough. That would be tough. Yeah.
Yeah. So the air marshal's gonna move on. Up top, we have the hotel concierge versus the dentist, Maresh.
Airline marshal versus dentist?
Yeah.
Hotel concierge.
Sorry. Airline concierge. No. Airline concierge. Hotel concierge versus dentist.
This is a tough one. These are my two.
Oh, wow.
Fuck. We've always said that about you.
I know. I'm going to go hotel concierge again.
Hotel concierge?
The case has been made. It might be the best job of all time.
Everyone likes you for the most part. You get to recommend stuff to people.
You're doing kickbacks. You're getting backdoor deals for restaurants and people places. Yeah.
Tommy?
Yeah, it was my dream job growing up for a reason, and I'm not backing off of that. I do think a dentist, there more things could go wrong being a dentist for sure than being a hotel concierge.
Mm-hmm.
Two.
Who's to say?
Two for hotel concierge.
This isn't even close. What if you were the dentist and someone ran in with needing emergency surgery? Like, you couldn't do that. Like, we all make jokes, you couldn't do that. Being a hotel concierge, like I said, it's kind of opened my eyes to how easy and great this job is.
Mm-hmm. Nick?
He was pretty stressed out in Grand Budapest Hotel.
He was.
But, I mean, there's no risk of, like, killing somebody. Well, there's that dentist that gave people AIDS. I'll do the hotel.
Another with the hotel, KB?
Yeah, hotel over dentist.
Hotel over dentist, Che?
Yeah, hotel concierge seems wildly.
So hotel concierge versus air marshal to go into the finals, Stephen Che.
Do a lot of people use the concierge?
I never have.
Oh, I definitely
have. I have.
They do it upon check-in, like while the process is happening.
Like at a resort, if you go to like a nice resort and they have activities and stuff on site, you use them to help book that.
Okay. All right, then, yeah, air marshal.
Well, that's not
that. Well, no, that's the next matchup is now concierge versus air marshal. Oh. So you pick the air marshal over concierge?
Yes.
So one for the air marshal, KB.
I think concierge, because air marshal, I mean, sitting on a flight does suck, and you probably have to stay awake, too. Mm-hmm. Yep. You couldn't nap on a long flight. I'll go concierge.
One for the concierge. Nick?
I mean, do the pilots know there's an air marshal? Do the flight attendants know that you're the air marshal? If not, you could sleep.
Yeah, could you sleep? I don't know how undercover they are.
Where was the air marshal?
He took a nap.
Yeah, and if you fucked up, nobody would know, or you wouldn't have to.
I don't
deal
know how
with
deep
it.
Undercover they are. That's a good question.
Do they have to go through security?
I assume no.
I think they have the like lanyards. That's like
they just get right in.
But that kind of blows your cover, though.
I think it's air marshal.
It's air marshal.
You can't go through security like with your gun.
Oh, that's true.
They probably go in a different.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I need to look into air marshals.
Yeah. Give them a deeper dive. So two for air marshal, one for concierge. Clemmer?
Don't want to kill someone. Hotel concierge.
I mean, that's so. The more you say that you don't want to kill someone, I don't believe you do want to kill someone.
No, I don't.
You said
kill someone.
So.
No, but this is the thing. That's the guy's job.
I mean, it's not.
It's not his job. He's not an executioner.
Kind of.
He's just kind of like an air bouncer.
If no. If shit goes down in that plane, you got to take someone out.
Yeah, but shit doesn't go down.
I mean,
a plane
shoot
anymore.
Him in the knee or something.
But what if he's in his like I don't know. You see that in the movies, and the guy still tries to get you. You know, and you're on a plane.
Like a
now
zombie.
You're gonna land. You can't run away from the guy. Is my point. You have to almost like
Tommy,
this is tough. This is a championship level matchup for me, but I'm going with hotel concierge. I just love that power.
That power. And
I'd
like,
rather have the power to tell someone where to eat than to kill someone.
Mm-hmm. And you're unrecognized as a air marshal. Like any, you're no one knows who you are, what you're doing, that you're protecting them on the flight. You know,
right, you're not getting any credit.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. People will leave 5-star reviews because of a concierge.
Yeah.
You want that credit. I'll put concierge.
Concierge is going into the finals. On the other side, we have podcaster versus fake marketing job that every hot girl has.
Oof. Maresh. It's the same thing.
It is the same thing. It's a guy version.
Battle of every date I've been on. Yeah.
This is the guy and girl version of the same job, basically.
I'll go podcaster.
One for the podcaster. Tommy?
Marketing. Again, it's really the curiosity. I want to know what's going down. What these numbers are, what these Zoom calls are, what these emails. They're nice chatting with you.
Yeah.
Nice chatting with you. Let's put it on the calendar for next Tuesday.
A lot of jargon, too.
A lot of the buzzwords.
A lot of
circle back on this.
Yeah.
KPIs.
Synergy.
I'm going with the marketing.
Working on an IPO for a company that's like already public. Like it just makes no sense. Yeah. Like nothing they say makes sense.
Podcasting. As annoying as podcasts can be, The buzzwords and enthusiasm would drive you crazy.
Mm-hmm. Nick?
Yeah. Go to work. I have one sentence that uses a homonym.
Day's work.
Go get lunch. KB.
Podcaster next. That was my only role.
See? Was that a... Do you find anything else out about air marshals?
Yeah. Grim. CNN investigation. Sleep-deprived, medicated, suicidal, and armed. Wife of a federal air marshal.
And you guys want to do this?
I mean, this seems like one guy who's had a bad go of it.
Federal air marshals are often sleep-deprived, medicated, and at risk of
Jesus
suicide.
Christ.
I'm telling you guys.
Do you think that they have to go to the airport and just be on standby in case they're like, oh, there's a sketchy guy maybe going on.
We're
going to
come
plane.
On this one.
I will say, keep in mind, you're doing it for a week.
Yeah, true. Also true. So podcaster is going to move on either way, but Shay.
Yeah, a podcaster, you could literally have one trail a week.
Yeah, some people do. next up, we have the number, I forget what sheet this was. The food reviewer, TikTok food reviewer versus finance. This is an easy one, but Shay?
TikTok food reviewer. Everybody's got
to
eat.
Everybody does have to eat. KB?
Yeah, that's the easiest thing you could do.
I don't see a TikTok. I can't even picture it.
What would be the hardest part of a TikTok?
I guess
food
editing movie? It for me.
Editing and seeing,
or getting the clout.
You don't,
and getting past the point of like I'm going to be the annoying person with the camera.
Yeah,
I mean, if we're considering money, you're obviously going to make more money as a finance person for a week, unless you're a really good TikTok food reviewer.
No, yeah, I'm saying it's hard to be a good
I almost
one
don't even.
Who has,
is TikTok food reviewer a job?
Yeah, okay. To a lot of people. Yeah.
Lot of, is it really?
Yeah, they make good money.
Yeah, they're huge. All right. Yeah.
I don't see though. Like, I'm trying to think of like you doing a TikTok food review, KB, and it would. I can't even begin to.
You should do one, unironic, dead ass food review.
Yes, like completely no jokes, no nothing. Like just like your legit review of Portillo's or something. Hey guys, live from Portillo. Like, I don't even know how to picture it. I can't even begin to think about it.
I'm imagining like voiceover ones. Were you guys?
Yeah. Nick, food reviewer versus finance.
It's food reviewer. You're doing something everybody has to do to live, and then just it's always you give a good review, guys. You've got to try this.
I've never seen them say anything negative. I don't think, not once.
Oh no, Keith Lee dished out some hate
on which restaurant?
Oh, like the entire city of Atlanta.
Oh, Jesus!
Yeah, shit! Yeah, the heads were coming out.
Yeah, I knew.
Not welcome to A-Town.
I knew.
I knew you were valid, big bro.
Clever.
Yeah, I'll go TikTok food reviewer.
TikTok food reviewer.
Yeah.
Food reviewer.
Food reviewer.
So food reviewer versus podcaster, another like kind of trace, the cousins of each other. So food reviewer versus podcaster Maresh to go into the finals.
That's a tough one.
I'll go food reviewer again.
One for the food reviewer.
Yeah, I think it's just more fun also.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I think TikTok food review. I mean, especially, I do think you're probably getting free. You're just eating dinner for free.
Yeah.
That's your job, is to eat dinner for free.
Food reviewer, a podcast food review would be terrible.
I'm sure it's been done.
Yeah.
Sure.
Clever.
This is two sides of the same coin. I guess I'll go food reviewer.
Food reviewer, Nick.
What's his
podcaster.
Podcaster, you don't have to stand or go out of the house. You need a microphone. Mm-hmm. And then you, like, any... It's podcaster.
One for podcaster. 3-1 right now, KB.
Yeah, like, chewing, like, a steak is harder than podcasting. So go podcasting.
2 for podcasting. Jay?
I think these are the same thing.
I agree.
Food review... The content and the subject matter is the food. Podcasting, depending on what genre or whatever, it could be food, it could be sports, it could be movies, whatever.
Good breakdown.
That was solid. But the food reviewer, like, it's typically a couple, like 2 minutes, if that. So I feel like you're editing it down, but it's shorter content. You have to put out less stuff. So
Food reviewer, going to move on. And in our finals, we have, which one of these jobs do you think that you could do for a week with no experience? Food reviewer or hotel concierge?
Wow.
Jay.
Good finals.
We did good here.
do you want to recommend the food or do you want to review the food? I would personally want to review the food, so food reviewer.
So you go one for the food reviewer. KB?
Yeah, this is a food reviewer.
Why not concierge?
You have to be professional. You have to talk to people in a professional manner, stand up. Mm.
You have to wear a suit, too, like I think someone mentioned earlier, and that's true. Mm-hmm. Nick?
I mean, the food reviewer will have to drive to the middle of nowhere to Mama's Grits Barn.
Yeah, true.
Like, the concierge is in a resort.
Ooh.
Yeah, it might be easy.
In a nicer town, probably.
No one concierge. For concierge, 3-2 in favor of the food reviewer.
Yeah, I'm going to throw out the sanctity of the bracket flag. And to me, a TikTok food reviewer, maybe I'm just old, that's not a real job. Like, a hotel concierge is a real job. Has benefits. It's a real job.
I approve this flag as the commissioner of the sanctity.
All right, yeah. Good. Yeah, good. So I'm going to, like, hotel concierge is a legit job. That's the answer here.
So two...
Well, I think it is a job. It's literally a job.
People get paid to do it.
People do make a living off of it, but you have to get to a certain point.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
This one's brought to you by TickPick. Ever actually read a ticket receipt? Service fee? Processing fee? Convenience fee? Convenient for who? That's an extra $30 a ticket. TickPick doesn't do that. Never has, never will. No fees means the exact same seat, same section, same row. Cost less on TickPick. Fans trust TickPick for all their live events. Check the reviews yourself. So why overpay for the exact same seat? Download the TickPick app and never pay another service fee again. And for new TickPick customers, take $20 off your first order with promo code PMT20 in the TickPick app. Terms apply. That's PMT20 at checkout for $20 off your first order.
Saying podcast,
which I don't think you'd get
like podcasting is not a job for 99% of people to do podcasting.
There are people that like do hotel concierges to get enough clout to become a real hotel concierge, if that's what you're saying. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's what you have to do in the food review world. Like, you need to do it until it becomes a job, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you put this question out, hotel concierge, I didn't think of it. It's a great answer. Mm-hmm. That is why that should win.
2-2?
Hotel concierge. Dream job.
3-2 right now in favor of the concierge.
I think they're the same job almost, but
disagree.
You review things and you tell people what you like to do. Like, that's what a concierge does.
Very similar.
Like, you're going to send people places.
Yeah, but you don't have to make a video.
You don't, but you also, as a food TikTok reviewer, you don't need to know like breadth of so many different places and activities. Fair. You just have one thing and it's food in your local area.
Mm-hmm.
And for that, I think it's easier.
Ooh. Okay, so we're 3-3 right now. Fuck. All right. Pitch me food reviewer, I think, is the easier job. I think that's for sure an easier one.
Well, one, you have to do an 8-hour workday. Imagine.
With Summer. I don't know if TikTok food reviewer is enough of a job.
Like, if you saw this question in the bracket, and like, you would not... At least I wouldn't think TikTok food review. I wouldn't even cross. I think teacher or meter maid or, you know, like a job.
There are people that, like, you're doing TikTok food reviews getting paid, like, probably significantly more than coach hotel concierge. Like, you know what I mean?
But it's just...
If I was talking...
Sorry.
I would be way more interested if somebody was like, hey, I'm a meter maid, than somebody said I'm a TikTok food reviewer. I wouldn't bat an eye at that. But if somebody was like, hey, I'm a meter maid, I'd be... I don't know.
It's an interesting discussion. Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people do TikTok food reviews, and that's not their job.
Right. I would say most people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, just said, like 99% of people who do podcasting, they don't make money off it. I did it for 10 years, didn't make a dime.
Mm.
It wasn't my job.
How do people get mad at meter maids?
Oh, because you get a ticket.
The rules are literally...
I know, but
right,
what if you're running to your car?
It just ended. Yeah, I have 2 seconds left.
Help me out. I'm a minute late.
Yeah. No sympathy from Che whatsoever. I think between these two, like I see the point in that TikTok food reviewer is like not like a job for sure. That said, if you're getting paid the amount that like a concierge is getting paid to go to a restaurant, get like a free meal or even not free, eat food and say, whoa, it's good. And like that's all you have to do in like a 10-minute edit on a TikTok video. I think that's easier. I think it's also better to do for a week instead of a 9-to-5-hour shift at a hotel for... God knows what type of people you get. You can get the worst people. You can get the best people. It doesn't matter. Like, just kind of a toss-up. I think I'm going to go with the food reviewer. I think I go so TikTok food reviewer. I think it would be an easier overall job.
Imagine being like a concierge at like a Disney resort. That would be hell.
That would be rough.
Like the
That would be. I'm thinking of there is a step down from food reviewers. There are people who just eat.
Yeah, they just eat a mukbang.
Oh, mukbangers.
They won't even do a mukbang.
No, they just eat.
They'll just it's them in their car eating, and it's
Luke Foods. Oh, that guy. There's a couple of these dudes. There's like they're always big dudes. There's the Nico Avocado guy. There's
Oh, that's a
that's gross.
Level,
but like there's the other two guys too. Fuck. There's the bigger black guy, and then there's the bigger, even bigger white guy, and that's
Dam Drops.
I don't know, but they all just.
Familiar with any of
them. And then there's also who's the guy that kind of looks like you?
Something. Isn't he just
weekly
food review?
Weekly.
Well, weekly report.
Weekly review, bra.
Oh,
review,
report,
yeah, review, yeah, review, bra.
Review,
yeah,
review,
yeah,
bra.
Yeah. Like there's so many different levels to this. But yeah, so the winner is going to be the TikTok food reviewer. A couple of our honorable mentions: tour guide. I think that was actually a pretty good one. Critic, agreed. CEO, some. I think you could get through a week as a CEO, honestly,
tour guide,
and not
do
anything.
You got to know a bunch of random facts.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Tour but once you know them once,
once you know them, though, yeah. Some put hooker. I don't think that's an easy job at all. A horrible job.
Oh God,
That'd be one of the hardest.
Trash man. I think that's
that's a hard.
I think it's a very
that's a really hard job.
Oh, yeah,
one of the worst.
You gotta be super strong too to pick up those things that, and doing trash all day. Those guys deserve a lot of respect. It's a hard job.
Yep. Someone put oil rig.
Another tough job.
It's very a hard job. A oil rig. Those guys work their ass off.
GM of an MLB team. Clever.
I said that. Yeah.
Actor. I don't think that's easy. Well, depending on the job.
Oh, I think that could be. I think I nominated that.
Real estate.
Anyone could act. You might not be good at it, but anyone can do it.
Realtor, which can also be easy. Can be easy.
In New York City, so easy. Oh, here's the bathroom. Here's the bedroom.
It's cozy.
Where's my $5,000?
It's very easy. If you're an exclusive agent for a building, you have the easiest job in the world because like nobody can rent it out of this building unless they go through you. So it's automatic money. But like otherwise, it can be pretty difficult. Doorman. I think it also depends.
Oh,
I would love to be a doorman.
That was another one of my dream jobs growing up.
I would love to be a doorman.
They make great tip. They would do pretty well.
Yeah. Secretary, I don't think that's easy.
That's not an easy job.
PR for a big company, team, or celebrity. I think that's horrible.
Oh, no. I put that. That's easy.
That's
just use
horrible.
A little fucking common sense. Like, all these PR people are so bad. Like, just use a little common sense. You could be way better.
Yeah, but like, your job is damage control more than it
is. You can't control what other people say.
Yeah.
I'll get a nice good boy. Like, a nice guy.
Night janitor. Is that you as well?
No, that wasn't me.
That's a not easy job.
Walmart greeter.
I got a homie that's a night janitor at a school. He's having too much fun in there.
Really?
Sending Snapchats, doing stupid shit in this empty ass school.
And then streamer.
Streamer.
Which Maresh brought
similar
in.
Similar to all that.
Yeah. Very similar to the TikTok ones.
Yeah, play video games.
Either way, the winner is, what's Rudy's new challenge he's doing?
40 years of the best game for
game of the year.
So like 1980s Pac-Man.
Yeah, Pac-Man.
Pitfall, I saw.
It's going to take him so long.
Yeah.
Like an incredible
He said it's going to take him a year.
I don't know how he'll ever beat Halo 3.
Like, is he have to do it on like the hardest difficulty?
Yeah. I don't know, but he's screwed.
Either way, I think even the older ones will be harder where there's no save points or checkpoints or whatever. But the winner of the episode of the bracket 105, jobs we think we could do for a week without any experience or qualifications, is TikTok food reviewer. Honestly, that's a good champion.
It's a good champion.
I think we did good.
Yeah, I think it was actually a pretty bad champion.
There's a little sanctity at play here.
I think it was a terrible champion.
If it's a paying job that requires not a lot of effort and it's fun and you get food out of it.
But I don't know if tomorrow you can get hired as a food reviewer.
Right.
Well, maybe not hired, but I think you'd be surprised at how many people make a living.
I would be surprised.
You'd be hired by the Times or like a newspaper, and then you write about it. Then it's a job,
like a food,
like whatever.
Yeah, like a food critic, like in the paper and stuff.
Exactly. But
then you got to write a whole like 1,000 words about this fucking restaurant.
Well, this is also we're not saying like in this week like you're just starting from the bottom of this. Like we're saying like you're being inserted into an infrastructure. Like you're not being a hotel concierge that's to start from the bottom. You know what I mean?
It's a lot of semantics.
Like you're being inserted into something that already exists.
Look, if you're a bigger guy like us, have you ever bought a shirt that technically fits, but it doesn't, like, actually fit? That's why this is my favorite brand of all f***ing time. One Bone. I'm in love with everything that I put on today. In fact, I would say I've never loved a brand more than One Bone. Trust me, you guys are going to romanticize getting dressed in the morning. That's what One Bone does. Go to onebone.com and upgrade to a fit that is actually built for you. Use code BARSTOOL for 20% off to see the difference firsthand. After one wear, you'll understand why standard fits don't make the cut.
exist, like something that a dropper or somebody already has. So Food Review is going to win. Thank you to Maresh for joining in. Thank you to Clemmer for joining in. We'll be back next week with a new topic, but we'll see you guys then.